Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Friday, July 17th. I'm Sarith Hawk. The need for data centers is growing, and one company is looking at California to fill the demand. New reporting shows they're proposing to build somewhere you might not expect.
By 2030, it wants to have a data center on 7 out of every 8 fairgrounds in the state of California.
Data centers at your local fairground? We'll learn more about the idea and how it could impact our region. But first, these headlines. The federal government is investigating a Valley school district over sexual misconduct allegations and its handling of the complaints. The Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights launched an investigation into 20 school districts across the country. It includes the Tulare City School District. Federal officials are investigating claims from the 2023 and 2024 school year, according to the Fresno Bee, who reported the news this week. The school district told the newspaper it takes all reports of employee misconduct seriously. An effort to repeal California's top two primary process is officially underway. The Secretary of State gave proponents the green light to start gathering signatures for an initiative this week. Steve Maviglio is a Democratic political consultant and a leading proponent of doing away with the California top two primary. He says having party-specific primaries will ensure voters have a choice in the general election.
I mean, locally here in Sacramento, we have a congressional race between two Democrats that many Republicans will have a hard time voting for either candidate. Is that fair? I don't think so.
Maviglio's referring to the race in Congressional District 7 in Sacramento, where Democrats Doris Matsui and Mai Vang are facing off this fall. Opponents of the initiative argue that repealing the top two primary could disenfranchise so-called no-party preference voters who could lose their chance to vote in primaries. A new analysis shows Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have detained more than 650 California school children. The detainments happened in various communities across the state rather than at the border. The data reviewed by our news partner EdSource found child detainments rose sharply since President Trump took office last year for his second term. The administration won the election on a promise of mass deportations. Goats that like to munch on vegetation and brush are often used for wildfire mitigation projects in California. But grazing companies that contract goats out for these projects are warning a recent change in state law could put them out of business. The new law would require companies to pay goat herders 4 times what they currently earn, which many say they can't afford. Tim Arrowsmith owns Western Grazers and says the state needs to step in to keep wages where they are.
The most natural thing we can do on the landscape is to graze. We're not spraying. We're not masticating with heavy equipment. We're running goats to eat the grass and the brush. What is the problem?
Grazers are asking state lawmakers to reject the new wage requirement before the legislative session ends in August.
Today marks 1 year since Congress rescinded funding for public media. For the first time in history, public radio stations across the country were left without a key lifeline. We can't overstate the significance of that moment. But KVPR is still here, and we're not going anywhere. On the anniversary of the funding rescission, we're asking you to donate to keep KVPR strong in the Valley. Become a monthly member today at kvpr.org. And thank you.
And now to our main story. Across the country, anger and frustration is growing over data centers. These are large facilities that house IT equipment like computer servers and data storage drives for tech companies. This infrastructure used to be more hidden, but the boom of artificial intelligence has made them more prevalent and noticeable. That's in part because they use up land near communities and guzzle tons of water and electricity to maintain operations. But the consumption of resources is competing with the possible economic benefits to communities. It's a battle brewing among tech companies, public officials, and residents. And the fight could now be coming to a fairground near you. Megan Van Muntz is a reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle. She recently reported on an idea by the tech company Global Stack LLC to build data centers on fairgrounds, including possibly here in the Valley. She starts this conversation by explaining what we know so far about this idea.
According to a presentation that Global Stack made to the Calistoga Fairgrounds, what they're looking at is really a three-part project on 70 of the state's fairgrounds. Part of it would be a data center, which is certainly the part that's attracted the most attention from residents. But they're also looking at building parking garages on these fairgrounds that could add as many as 1,500 new parking spots per venue. The last element might be the most surprising, but Global Stack also wants to put helipads on these fairgrounds, which they say will help when fairgrounds are used in instances like wildfire evacuations or at times like the COVID-19 pandemic, when they might need these helipads to aid in emergency response.
And I just want to paint the landscape. We're looking at fairgrounds specifically for these proposed sites, and there are a number of them in California, and they actually want to tap into almost all of them, right, in the state?
That's right. According to the California Department of Food and Agriculture, there is roughly 80 fairgrounds across the state. About 54 or so of those are actually owned by the state, and the rest are owned by cities and counties all up and down California. Global Stack tells counties in its proposition that it hopes to have facilities operational on at least 10 of these fairgrounds by the end of this year. And by 2030, it wants to have a data center on 7 out of every 8 fairgrounds in the state of California.
And that actually includes a couple fairground locations in the Central Valley. We're looking at Kings County Fairgrounds and Tulare County Fairgrounds. How far have they gotten as far as reaching out to places like those, two specifically in the Valley? Do we have an idea of why they want to target fairgrounds for these sites?
We know from public meeting records that Kings County and Tulare County are two of the ones that have talked openly in meetings about partnering with Global Stack on these proposals. How far exactly they've gotten isn't clear. Global Stack has said that it's got about 33 sites they're looking at specifically in the near term to approach about this proposition, but hasn't released a lot of information about exactly how they've chosen those sites. Some of them are in more rural parts of the county. Some of them are very close to urban centers like Cow Palace, just south of San Francisco. The proposition behind why Global Stack says they want to partner with fairgrounds specifically in California is because they see themselves as a route for reviving some of the fairgrounds in California that have been financially struggling over the past few years. Many of the fairgrounds here in California really rely on income from events being hosted. And so when the COVID-19 pandemic put an end to entertainment venues for over a year, a lot of them financially suffered and are looking for long-term leases with companies like a data center company as a way to supplement their revenue.
And, you know, you mentioned that most of these fairground locations are on state-owned land, some of it city and county, and resources for a data center are going to have to come from somewhere. So how would that work? Would they be tapping into local water and power resources? How would that, affect the project?
We showed Global Stack's proposition to an expert at UC Riverside in data centers who told us that he expects that these data centers that Global Stack is proposing to build would use about as much electricity as 10,000 households. Now, as for the water, it's actually really unclear exactly what the plan might there be. According to Global Stack, they're looking at creating self-containing facilities that wouldn't tap into local water supplies. Experts say that this is possible, but presents its own challenges in terms of exactly how the water system will be managed. Data centers need to use clean water because they're constantly using this water to cool down their facilities and letting the water evaporate. However, when I talked to all of the CEOs of fairgrounds that have been in negotiations with Global Stack so far, they all tell me that they haven't gotten to the point of exactly figuring out what the infrastructure itself would look like or how much water it might need. So as to whether Global Stack is going to be able to fulfill this promise of data centers that don't rely on local water at all remains to be seen.
And when we think of data centers, you know, we think of these big structures, but to build something on fairgrounds, although, you know, they can be large parcels of land, is it going to be, we're looking at the same similar kind of size, or are these smaller?
The type of data center that Global Stack is proposing building is called an edge computing facility. Unlike the big, massive hyperscalers you might see in states like Virginia, these are really meant to be small, localized sites that are accessed by a company nearby who is looking to have a facility that they can access relatively quickly instead of storing their data in the cloud and having it exist in a data center that's somewhere far away from the company itself. Global Stack tells us that it's about an 8 to 10 megawatt facility that they're looking at, which is far, far smaller than most of the data centers we're seeing pop up across the US. In part, that's a trend here in California. Because the land here is so expensive to build on, it doesn't make a lot of economic sense for someone to come in and buy acres and acres and acres to develop huge facilities. From conversations with leaders of these fairgrounds, Global Stack has communicated to them that they're looking for about a 5-acre facility to build all of this infrastructure on. So for most of these, it would be a very small portion of the fairgrounds overall.
Now, looking at the trend that's happening in California, cities like Monterey Park in Southern California have actually moved to ban construction of data centers altogether. But given the rise of this public opposition that we're seeing, not just in Southern California, but everywhere, does it make sense really to have more data centers in California? And from your reporting, what does the landscape kind of look like for future data center development?
California is actually already home to several of these smaller scale data centers that are being used by companies like Microsoft and Google closer here to their campuses in Silicon Valley. There's already been a lot of opposition just to the idea of a data center at all coming to some of these fairgrounds. In Calistoga, late last month, a public meeting was held to talk about the idea of this Global Stack presentation. And residents showed up in droves to complain about potential noise, pollution, or even just the idea that they don't want a data center spoiling the character of their local fairgrounds. So there's a lot of talk and hype around these data centers that has engendered immediate opposition. When I spoke to some of the CEOs who have spent time with Global Stack, what they told me is that they're hoping residents might have an open mind and might challenge their idea of what exactly a data center looks like or what it does. While a lot of residents are picturing large-scale facilities that would drain electricity and local water, Global Stack promises to have a smaller, different type of data center that is more akin to the everyday computing infrastructure that already exists around all of us today. Exactly what impact these data centers would have on these local communities, especially their electricity and the water, remains to be seen. We haven't actually been able to see Global Stack present any plans or footprints for exactly what that infrastructure would look like, and it hasn't gotten to that point in negotiations with any of the fairgrounds that the Chronicle has been able to reach out to.
This is such a fascinating topic. Megan Van Muntz, reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle. Great to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much.
Outside of Megan's reporting, we independently reached out to the Tulare County and Kings County Fairgrounds. We had questions about the proposal they received from Global Stack LLC. As of this recording, they were not available for comment. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.